Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is a program wherein we provide you with necessary information to be able to provide necessary grounds for your children to flourish and to attain perfection, which is the ultimate goal of Islam. Well, today in our studio we have with us Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Brother Miqdad is a researcher in the Hafza Ilmi of Qom, who will be providing us answers on the basis of Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you so much. Jazakallah.
Well, friends play an important role in everybody's life. But brother, you know, one aspect that teenagers are faced with is peer pressure from friends, which I guess comes from choosing the right friends. Could you shed some more light on this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So as you mentioned very rightly, that friends play a very important role in our lives.
Yeah.
And this is something that nobody can deny.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen this. And a lot of importance has been given to this topic in the discussion of psychology and sociology and youth studies generally. And you find that Islam has also given a lot of importance on this topic. And there's plenty of verses of the Holy Quran, as well as hadith from the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim wasalam, to discuss this very important topic and to advise us and to guide us into ensuring that this very important factor in our lives is a positive factor. It's a positive impact in our lives. And you find that the Holy Quran talks about this very clearly. So for example, to just give you a verse of the Quran before we begin, you have in Surah Furqan, verse 25, and the people of hell, for example, will complain, Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Oh, how I wish. It's a sense of very sense of deep regret.
Okay.
I wish, a regret that you can't go back and change anything now.
Mm-hmm.
You're faced with the consequence of what you did. And the blame comes on what? What is he blaming on? He says, Lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. I wish I hadn't taken such a person as a friend.
Okay.
Right? And you find in other verses as well as in other riwayat as well, we have this, that the sadiq, the friend, the khalil, these people that are friends with me, are going to naturally have a very strong impact in me. In fact, You find, for example, in the discussion of spouse selection, that if you're looking for a spouse, whether a boy is looking for a girl to get married to her, or a girl is looking to get married to a boy, one of the ways to find out more about this person is to find out who their friends are.
Mm.
Why? Because we're told, even in hadith, we have this as well, that a person's religion is his friend's religion.
Okay.
Right? So
man is known by the company he keeps.
Exactly. That's another proverb as well that we have.
Yes.
So we have this in hadith a lot, that if you want to know somebody, look at their friends. And so friends have a very big impact in our lives. And
mm-hmm.
therefore, what's very important for us is to make sure that we use this impact, this factor in our life in a positive way.
Okay.
And on the other side as well, you'll find that many sad stories, many bad endings are due to friends. So with the verse we mentioned over here.
Yeah.
And you find as well when you talk to youth and you ask them, you ask them like the mistakes that they've done when they were teenagers or the mistakes that they were involved in, that they will very often say, oh, it was because of this person.
My friend.
It was because of my friend. I wish if I hadn't listened to him, if I hadn't taken him as my friend, I would be a different person, or yes. I would be doing things very differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to realize this. And the key discussion, or one of the key discussions in this regard, is to talk about the choice that we have in making a rational choice in choosing our friends.
All right.
So let me share a few points, Joe. Let's take a break and then share a few points regarding this.
Yes, sure. Let's take a short break. We'll be back after a short break. Stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5 years old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. Yes, brother, we're talking about friends.
So let me mention the Arabic of the hadith I pointed out before the break. So al-mar'u ala dini khalilih. A person is on the religion of his friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Amir al-Mu'minin says that in a hadith, if a person is unknown to you, man ishtabaha alaykum amruhu walam ta'arifu, if you don't know somebody, if you don't know his amr, walam ta'arifu dinahu, fanzuru ila khulata'ihi, then look at the people around him.
All right.
So if there's somebody whom you don't know about, so mm-hmm. in spouse selection, for example, or in any setting, if you want to know somebody, find out whose friends are.
All right.
And experience has shown this as well. Many times I've tried this as well. I've seen it. If you want to know somebody, then you look at their friends. What's very important to realize, and just to take the discussion further as well, is that we have two types of people that we hang around with, or two types of friend. Let me share this hadith with you. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam says, let me read the entire hadith. قَامَ رَجُلٌ بِالْبَصْرَةِ إِلَى أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. A person from Basra comes. Mm-hmm. And look at what question he asked for Amir al-Mu'minin. He says, يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَخْبِرْنَا عَنِ الْإِخْوَانِ. Tell us about friendship. Tell us about brotherhood.
Okay.
فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Amir al-Mu'minin says, الْإِخْوَانِ صِنْفَانِ. The brotherhood of friends are of two types. إخوان الثقة وإخوان المكاشرة. You have the friends that are called the إخوان الثقة. They are those reliable friends, those true friends, those close friends.
Mm-hmm.
In our own language, we count them as our best friends. Exactly. وإخوان المكاشرة. These are friends of enjoyment, if you want to translate it literally. It means people that you hang around with, people you have fun with. But they're not people that you would necessarily rely on, or you would trust them with anything.
Okay.
They're people that you, when you go out for a coffee, or you go play football, or you go to the cinema, you're together basically. You hang around with them. But when it comes for exam time, for example, when it comes to your parents did something to you and you need a person to talk to.
A shoulder now.
These are not the people that you go to basically. You go to the first kind of people, the ikhwan al-thiqa.
Mm-hmm.
So Amir al-Mu'minin very beautifully shows us that there's these two types of friends. So what's important for us is to realize the influence of these two types of friends.
Okay, well, to know more on that, I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Love children, be kind to them, and whenever you promise something to them, fulfill it."
Ya
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the role of friends in the teenager's life. Yes, brother, you share some beautiful verses, you share some beautiful hadith. What is more in the store?
When we talk about the influence of friends that we have, very interestingly, you find that both of these types of friends that I talked about, both of them have a very important influence on me. At what level, you would ask? I would say at multiple levels. The first level where friends have an influence is at the level of actions.
Okay.
You can imagine, I remember when I taught this in a class, I used this example. I think it went very well. It went down very well with the students and the youth. Imagine a bubble, right? An energy bubble.
Okay.
When you're with friends, what happens is that in that circle, a kind of energy bubble is created between the friends that are there in such a way that this leads to an action. And it's very difficult when you're within that circle to go against that energy. You're always stuck within that energy and you act based on that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, for example, it's extremely difficult and it takes an extreme amount of power to tell your friend off when you're in that circle. So imagine this scene where you're all sitting together and you're having a laugh with 3, 4, 5 of your friends, basically. You've been there for a long time, for a few hours now. You're making loads of jokes and doing things together.
Okay.
And suddenly a person passes in front of you and some of your friends laugh at him or her. Right? There's a very little chance that even though you know this is the wrong thing that just happened, right, that shouldn't have happened, but to stand against it is very difficult.
All right.
In fact, most people will actually do it and actually join in the mocking or making fun of a third person.
All right.
Why? Because it's part of that energy that's going around in this circle right now.
All right.
And so my actions are very much influenced by this group. When I come out of it, let's say at night, for example, imagine you see that person again that you're making fun of. You won't be making fun of that person anymore.
Yes.
You're actually speaking to me in a very respectful way.
Yes.
Right? And if you were to turn around and say, but this is not how you behaved with me this afternoon when we were passing around, you would tell him that that's because we were together with friends and it was a laugh, basically.
We were going with the flow.
Exactly. So you find that when you have a group of friends together, an energy is created that drives our actions.
Okay.
And it requires a lot to come out of it, not to be influenced by it, even more energy to go against it and say, guys, please stop. What we're doing right now is not correct.
All right.
And so you find that friends influence our actions at a very high level. This was an example that happens at a physical level. Now, in the social media, it's the same thing as well. When you see social media people on Facebook together as friends or on Instagram or all the social medias that are out there, you find again that we're influenced and to go against that. Like, let's say all your friends have a particular type of photo, a profile photo of themselves.
All right.
For you to come out and put a black hijab, for example, a black scarf and a black hijab photo of yourself in a very modest way from very far, to stand out, this will be a very difficult task.
Okay.
And so you see how friends influence your actions.
All right. So sometimes we are driven by the things what our friends do. And you said that it's a lot of energy. And in order to come out of that and stand against that, what is not right morally, we need to have a lot of energy again to stand out of that group. Well, that was all for today. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us or any suggestions, comments for a program, please feel free to contact us on englishradio@irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi aman Allah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.